Strolling through Christmas markets around the Czech Republic, you can find various Czech traditional sweets. Gingerbread men are probably the most typical ones, but more and more often you can come across what's known as Štramberské uši, or Štramberk ears. They're cone-shaped gingerbread cookies with a blood-stained history. Pavla Hrakova has the story.
Štramberk is a small town in North Moravia, a region which was invaded by the Tatars in the year 1241. Local legend has it that during one of the attacks, the locals took refuge on a hill above Štramberk, surrounded by the enemy. But Mother Nature took pity on them. A heavy rainstorm struck, and a lake just above the Tatar camp filled up to the brink. The intrepid Štramberk people dug through the dam and flooded out the camp. In its ruins, they discovered bags full of human ears. The Tatars had cut them off their Christian victims to prove to their Khan how many people they had slain. Ever since that day, people in Štramberk bake ear-shaped biscuits to commemorate the event. Štramberské uši is now a registered trademark and can be produced exclusively in the town of Štramberk. Bohumila Šuterová is one of just 8 people with licenses to bake the Štramberk ears.
Máme ve Štramberku tvořený spolek anebo členství pekařů.
We have an association in Štramberk and we oversee the quality of the product. We want to bake tasty and pretty ears, not to be a disgrace to Štramberk. Of course, the recipe is top secret. Each one of us uses slightly different ingredients and proportions. We don't even tell each other because each one of us wants to have the best ears.
Ale neřekneme si to proto, že každý chceme mít nejlepší.
Bohumila Šuterová has been baking the cookies since the 1970s. She says that every real Štramberák knows how to make the ears. Just come to Štramberk in May for the annual fair and the whole town will smell of spices. Only a few years back, this delicacy was not available anywhere else but the town of its origin, but times are changing.
Díky tomu, že do Štramberka jezdí turisté,
tourists who come to Štramberk try the ears and then ask for contact. We either send the ears by post or the tourists keep coming back. But now we also have distributors, so we can sell the ears outside Štramberk, even in Prague.
A genuine Štramberk ear should be light brown, firm but not brittle, and should have a balanced taste. It takes years of experience to find the right proportion of flour, honey, sugar, star anise, cloves, and that special something which distinguishes the Štramberk ears from any other similar cookies.